Do you feel too full after meals like your digestion could use a little support? Try Bitterex from Quiksilver Scientific. Bitterex is a blend of botanical bitter extracts designed to support healthy digestion and your body's natural digestive processes. Bitter herbs have been used for centuries to support digestive function, helping stimulate digestive activity. Just a few pumps before meals make Quiksilver Scientific's Bitterex easy to add to your routine. Get 10% off and free shipping at tryqs.com/podcast. That's tryqs.com/podcast for 10% off and free shipping. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
Welcome back to the Hollow Sky Podcast, Listener Experience Edition. We are your hosts. I'm Steven.
And Kyle.
And it's Thursday, Hollow Cult. You know what that means. Today we're coming at you with some of your very own listener experiences. We have a couple shorter ones here today. We might do two. Maybe, maybe not. We'll see how we're feeling. The ones I got on deck for us. One comes in from our friend Jacob, titled Parallel Timeline, and then we have a second one from our friend Chris, simply titled I Am the Black Cat. So we are going to get into those after we get through the business. So check us out at all our social medias, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, TikTok, Discord, Reddit. Search up the Hollow Sky Podcast. Find us. Join the community. Join the Hollow Cult. You know the drill. If you have a paranormal experience that you would like to have featured on a future show, this very show, on Thursdays, Kyle's got some info that you're going to want.
I do, and it's really easy. All you got to do is write your story out, shoot it over to the email, which is going to be hollowskypodcast@gmail.com, and then we're going to get on the show and talk about it. Or, if you prefer, you can record yourself and send it to the email that way. That's how I'm going to probably do it for Monsters Among Us when I submit my encounters to him.
That way we can hear it straight from the experiencer's mouth. You don't have to listen to me try to put infliction into your encounter. You know how it is. If you'd like to support the show, there's plenty of ways to do it. We have a Patreon. You can go check out, do Patreon stuff. You get early shows, ad-free shows. What else? Extra shows, discounts at the merch store, official releases from the AI metal band Casket Breath, brought to you by Dark Gray Media. All sorts of good stuff over there. So you can check that out. Speaking of merch store, hollowskypodcast.com. We got a store over there with some hollow swag. You can pick up and rep the Hollow Cult. All kinds of cool stuff, shirts and stickers and hats. And we're getting ready to, we're working on some new stuff to get over there. So that's a good time. Best thing you could do is share the show word of mouth. Share the show. Share it on social media. Share it on physical media. Go graffiti stuff. Get some stickers. Stick them all over the place. You know how it is. Grassroots. Keep the Hollow Cult a-growing. We appreciate each and every one of you for hanging out with us today. On that note, we will jump right into this first listener experience. I feel like this is an older one, kind of based on the things he's talking about in the first paragraph here. And as I've said in every one of the shows, I pulled all of these from our emails and just stuck them in a file. So as far as a timeline goes, they're in no particular order, let me tell you. So this one comes from our friend Jacob, titled Parallel Timeline. Jacob says, I just recently discovered your podcast from the Confessionals podcast. I'm going through the backlog now and just got to the show you did on alternate dimensions from mid-2019. It was a great show and it reminded me of something that happened to me a few years back. I would be happy to send a voice message of me narrating this if it's something you guys are interested in. In my freshman year of college, I and two of my roommates decided to go for a run around town. We quickly found ourselves on the edge of the town's borders where the street lights stopped. One of my friends was insistent that we keep going, and we did not want to let him run down the dark road alone. We found ourselves running up a steep hill, passing a driveway at the base of the hill. As we ran up to the top, I noticed a realtor sign in the ditch to my left, but I didn't think much of it. Two of us had just reached the top of the hill to discover that the road dead-ended at the peak, while my second friend was about 20 or so feet behind us. As he caught up, we saw a car coming up the hill and passing the driveway to the house at the bottom. We were a bit concerned since this car would have to turn around right where we were, and we didn't want to deal with any crazy people or anything like that. But to our surprise, the car made a left turn into a driveway that we had not seen about halfway up the hill. We all commented on how it was weird that we missed it. I know it turned right next to the sign that I saw earlier, since I noticed it pass between me and the sign. As we went back down the hill, we all paused at the realtor sign and stared into the dark woods to find that there was no actual driveway there. I first made the realization that something strange was going on and took off back towards town with my friends right behind me. The following day, we went back to verify that there was no driveway where the car had turned, and we were correct. We also went back another night to see if the car had possibly turned into the house at the base of the hill, but because of the slope difference, my headlights did not shine all the way up the hill like it did when we'd seen the car that night. We have ruled out any rational explanation. But the very strange thing is, I did see a driveway as the car turned and its headlight lit up the small gravel road. It's like it materialized for a few moments and then disappeared. It looked like a newer sedan-style car painted some dark color. To further add to the mystery, a driveway was put in about 6 months or so after the incident in the exact same spot. I don't know if it's some kind of a time slip or parallel dimension bleeding into ours. Any insight you guys have on the matter would be greatly appreciated, and I would be happy to answer any questions you have. If this is interesting enough for your show, that is. Thanks for putting out such a great show. Sincerely, Jake. Jake, first off, thank you for taking the time to submit your encounter. I wish I would have paid attention to your email address so we could have you call in and tell us about it. If you still want to do so, still on the table, just let us know. Very strange. Very strange. encounter for sure.
Definitely.
It does feel time slippy to me.
I agree.
Which kind of makes it even more, not in the term of normal time slips that we think, like the past bleeding into the present. This is almost like them glimpsing the future, since the area where they saw the car turn into the driveway and actually saw the driveway when the car's lights lit it up was not there in the present when they saw it, but in the future it was created, which is even more bizarre.
But if all time happens at the same time, then it's not so weird.
True. Like we talked about on the night shift, they were just changing the channel a little bit.
Yeah.
And it bled through.
Yeah. It would be bizarre as fuck to witness. Because I don't know that for the average person, I don't think a time slip would be in the realm of possibility. You know what I mean? Like seeing it as an average person, confusion is going to be your number one get-go. But I feel like more people would attribute it to, like, I think it would be far more likely, and this is still out there, some type of like cloaking technology or some camouflage.
Yeah.
How do you just make a fucking driveway disappear? And I feel like their mind would go that route versus time slip. But it is so weird that, like you said, you glimpse the future on such a micro scale, because it wasn't long after the driveway was put in. What would even be more bizarre is if not only the driveway was put in, but you then later on at some point you witnessed the car, the same car, entering and leaving that driveway. That would be crazy.
That's exactly where I was going to go with it, because Jacob definitely did do his due diligence going back, double checking in the daytime, you know, really, really put the boots on the ground to see, to kind of eliminate things that this could have been. And that's where my mind went. I'm like, after the driveway went in, I'd be circling the neighborhood to see if that dark colored sedan is there. I mean, because that would make it even more bizarre. Because like I said, with time slips, to me, a time slip kind of feels like residual energy from the past. You know what I mean? Like you're witnessing something that's already happened. The energy has already been put out there. You already know, like it's already happened. Like if there was a drive, if he would have looked down and there would have been, or looked at an old road map and seen that there would have been a driveway there from say the 1940s, like that would almost lean into that a little bit more than the fact that it came to fruition 6 months down the road. He's seeing, and it's essentially not just him, his whole, like that, the fact that it's a group encounter kind of takes it even a step further, because multiple people witnessed it.
Yeah. Oh, I agree.
It's almost like
it would be the whole of the story is without one section or the other of the story, it makes it interesting still, but not as interesting as what it is.
Yeah, it kind of takes that futuristic weird turn.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely bizarre. I don't, like, I'm trying to put myself in his shoes, and I think I would just be dumbstruck. I don't even think, even me as where I am right now, I don't even know that I would think time slip right out of the gate until we analyze the scene. Because I think that I would legitimately be like, that's some type of cloaking tech.
Yeah, or, oh, man, 100%. I don't even know.
Unless the vision of the car was weird, like you said, from the 40s, then I'd be like, okay, time slip, definitely. Yeah, or if it was like ultra futuristic, okay, time slip. But if it's roughly where we're at, I don't know what I would think, man.
I don't either. My brain would first go My brain would go into a path, like it would go down these different scenarios, like, oh, they just turned off on a side road. Then I would start making the connection. So we didn't see a side road there where the sign was. I'd say, well, maybe this vehicle crashed into the woods. And we get down there. There's no scene of that. And then I start thinking, all right, something weird, something fucking weird's going on.
Yeah. And then it'd even get weirder if you went to investigate the woods where you thought the car went through. Or a cloaking tech or whatever the fuck you thought it was. And you go walking through there and there's nothing.
Yeah.
There's no like hidden building back there. There's no wall, invisible wall you run into. It's just weird. Woods.
It reminds me of that dash cam video where the cop is chasing the car. I know you've probably seen it. And it's chasing this car. And then it comes to this area where there's this chain link fence, right? And the cop's a little bit behind. You still see the brake lights, and the brake lights disappear. And the cop right pulls up to it, and this fence is just, it's not broken. It's not anything. Somehow the car has manifested itself beyond this fence. I don't know if it went under it, however it is.
Those videos are so fucking crazy. Or like you see the ones where people just disappear right from the camera.
Yeah,
you've seen videos where there's a person standing there and then seemingly from the space behind that person, somebody else walks into frame, although you don't see him on the other side. You just see him pop out from behind said person.
Yeah.
There's that recent one that went through where the young dude goes into somebody's shed and then a couple, they call the cops.
Yeah.
The cops show up and investigate it. Nothing. A little bit later, some old dude is seen walking out of the same fucking shed.
Like a portal.
Yeah.
There's that famous one where I think it's Scarlett Johansson's talking on the red carpet. And a couple, like a man is standing to her right. And this woman walks behind her, passes. And as soon as she gets behind the guy, she just completely disappears. Just gone.
It's what the fuck is that shit?
I don't know. It's weird.
What is that?
Makes you feel like you're seeing something you're not supposed to see.
Yeah. Because I try to use logic as much as I can with what little logic I have. And I cannot come up with a reason as to like knowingly if said person walking behind her knows what's about to happen. How and why does that play out? You know, why would you choose to slip dimensions, time travel, whatever it is in that exact moment when there's so many people around?
Yeah, it makes it worse that it's unplanned. Like you've accidentally portaled.
Yeah, if it is unplanned, what if it is planned?
Yeah.
Like, imagine the ramifications behind that. You're that ballsy where you're just like,
I'm going to do it here on the red carpet.
Yeah.
TV or do you have around?
Or is it like that show Travelers where everything is planned to the T, which is a scary thought that they would be that advanced where they know at 11:24 PM and 32 seconds. In that exact moment, you're able to slip dimensions because we know that nobody is looking in this particular location. At that, it has to be that exact second.
That's crazy.
And obviously, they were wrong because it got caught on camera. But then you'd also have to weigh the odds of someone reviewing the footage and going, "What the fuck is that?" Because those are slim odds too.
Yeah.
Outside of live feeds and stuff like in this particular situation. Because live feeds, somebody would probably notice it. Obviously noticed it.
Especially now. You have a lot of people looking for weird stuff now.
Yeah. Like, and then we have the other thing that helps us is we have like TiVo or whatever where they can record stuff like that. So you can play it back. Which that makes a huge difference because a lot of times people would see it and be like, what the fuck was that? But they never get the opportunity to see it again.
Yeah.
So I feel like that plays a massive role in today's uncovering of situations.
Yeah, I agree.
The fact that we everyday people can fast forward, pause, rewind what was real-time events definitely changes the game a little bit in our favor.
Technology does have its perks sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. I'd say most of the time it's a shit fest. But...
okay, that's a fact. And I don't want to overshadow the fact that Jacob did put in the work multiple times. Like he said, he drove there in the day to double check. He then drove back at night. He even panned out like where his headlights focused on the grade of the hill to make sure he wasn't seeing something like a play on the light. Like he really did put it on the ground. So
yeah, so kudos to you for that, because that is good boots on the ground, good thinking.
And it's almost
it's awesome because it shows your curiosity in it too.
Yeah.
Hey, Holocult, if you've been around a minute, you've heard us talk about Mood, an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your front door. Mood's found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you want. If you are new here, I'm talking about Mood.com. Mood has an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you can get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo HOLO. Forget the one-size-fits-all supplement that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood that you're looking for. Are you having trouble sleeping? Try the Sleepy Time Advance gummies for a mind-soothing calm each night. You need an extra boost of energy, some mental focus? Try the Morning Delta 9 gummies. If you're having trouble concentrating, you need some deep focus and enhanced creativity, try the Mind Magic gummies. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. You can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood in usually as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned before, Hollow Sky listeners gets 20% off their first order with code HOLO. So head over to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use our promo code HOLO when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at Mood.com. And that's promo code HOLO.
If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's FORHERS.com/women. FORHERS.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit FORHERS.com.
And a testament to how weird the experience was that it drew him back multiple times to try to debunk it, which is appreciated.
Yeah. But I can imagine how you'd feel after that one.
Because I've had strange things happen, like cruising down the river road and I'll be passed by a car and we'll get to the next like long stretch and there'll be no headlights, there'll be nothing. So the guy either had to be cooking or I'm looking for a place where this person had pulled off.
You're right.
So that's kind of where my mind goes with that. It was weird.
I don't know, man. It's definitely a cool story. It's definitely one you get to tote around for the rest of your life.
Yeah. Yeah. It's interesting. If you are still listening, Jacob, I feel like this has probably been a while since you sent it in. We're curious if you still take that route. If a person's built a house there, if there is a dark color sedan that is in the residence or in the area, it would be interesting to know. So yeah, hit us back with that. From there, we're going to jump into the second one real quick. This is from our friend Chris. It is titled, I Am the Black Cat. Chris says, hey, Holosky, I'm Chris from Alberta, Canada. I'm a 50-year-old guy living a fairly quiet life, free from the kind of events and sightings that you guys regularly talk about. But when I was young, .. You see, as a kid, my understanding of deja vu was incorrect. It wasn't until I was an adult that I learned it was merely a vague feeling of familiarity, not doing something, going back in time a few seconds, and then doing the exact same thing again. I thought this was deja vu because that's what happened to me a couple times. I thought it was a normal thing, but glitching like the black cat from the Matrix is far from normal. I know that now. The first time I was about 8 years old, and I was in the back of my dad's truck. I ran my index finger along the gutter thing at the top of the cab and got cut. Then, like the cat, I went back a few seconds, and I did it again. The second time this happened, I was playing softball with my friends in a backyard that was too small for playing softball. I was the idiot that agreed to be the pitcher. The first hit was a line drive directly into my face. I went back a few seconds, and then again took the same line drive hit directly to my face. I'm not sure if the universe was trying to help me avoid injury or if it was a glitch. I would say the latter because it didn't seem like I had a chance of avoiding what happened. It never happened again, even though I've suffered far worse injuries than those. While I never glitched again, I have experienced exploding head syndrome as a teen. Thank you, by the way. It's because of your podcast and Kyle's experiences that I now have a term for it. I only remember it happening twice as a teenager. The first time happened when I was in the period of just waking up. I could hear the murmur of a small crowd of people talking inside my head. I couldn't understand what they were saying until one of them said, "Shh, he's waking up." I was then instantly awake. The second time I heard someone say, "On the count of three, everybody scream," and then they did. Again, it's never happened again, but the sound of a bunch of people screaming in my head is something that I'll never forget. Thanks, guys. Love the show. Stay weird, Chris. Chris, first off, thank you for taking the time to send your experiences in. Secondly, oddly strange that I picked these two out, and they both deal with time.
Yeah.
Replaying themselves, because I just randomly grabbed these because they were each under 1,000 words, because that's how we do stuff around here. Very weird kind of
definitely
lining weird. Up of the phenomena here.
Definitely weird. Even I don't know that I've heard stories of people replaying moments. It is curious, though. It is curious. Because there's those situations where we've talked about them before, and I don't know if this is necessarily correlated or not, but it just makes me feel at least in the same ballpark. But we've all talked about this, some situations where you could call them near misses. Like those situations where you're like, oh my God, I should have got hit by that car here. I should, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like what you described in that, somehow there's a correlation between those two. Almost like you're seeing, like, I don't know. It's weird. I can't even explain why I feel like they're connected. I just feel like they're in the same realm. And I hope for you, you didn't experience the pain twice. Because if you did, that sucks.
I don't even know. It's almost like that theory where we are existing every possible outcome at exactly the same time, right? We just don't know it. Everything that can and could and will happen is playing out right now in a linear fashion, just kind of stacked up on one another. It's almost like your consciousness was kind of skipping between these things, right? But somehow, I don't know, but somehow they weren't playing out at the exact same time. I don't know.
It's weird.
It's weird. It's like two different timelines going on. So Chris starts out in timeline A, gets drilled in the face with a softball, bumps him to timeline B, but nothing in that particular moment changes. So he experiences it again, but we don't know if the timeline A would have ended up the same place timeline B ended up. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's almost like, I think a way for my brain to understand, it's almost like two timelines are condensing onto one each other, like they're collapsing onto each other. And there's little fragments in there that they're the same experience. It's the same, virtually the same timeline. Maybe later on down the road, something different happens, whatever. But they're collapsing onto each other, and there's just milliseconds off in certain sections of your life.
Yeah.
Where it's trying to fully sync up.
It's weird.
It's even weirder that we both to a degree are comprehending it, but we're having a really hard time describing it.
It makes me feel like it's in the vein of quantum immortality. You know?
Yeah.
Like where as soon as he gets drilled in the face with that softball, maybe Chris in timeline A was killed by that impact.
Maybe.
But he bumps to timeline B where he survives the impact and continues his consciousness, his soul, his source, whatever, continues on that linear path where Chris from timeline A does not survive. Doesn't necessarily explain the getting your finger cut unless something absolutely traumatic happened immediately after that was the case in timeline A. But it's bizarre.
It is bizarre. And then even more bizarre, at least in my opinion, is your quote unquote exploding head syndrome. That sounds sussy as fuck, my friend.
Yeah, it's...
The fact that somebody goes, shh, he's waking up. It feels like experiments. At the same time, it feels like experiments by dumbasses. you know what I mean? Like
100%.
Like young people.
I just like that it wasn't sugar-coated at all.
But it feels like it's young people. It feels like this weird, like somehow, some way, a couple young people stumbled on to the possibility of, I don't know what it would be, astral projection, peering into somebody's time, whatever the fuck it would be. And they're like, Let's fuck with him.
Yeah, it makes me feel like they're more connected than he's letting on to. Like maybe he's very unique in the fact that he was experiencing time this way. So maybe somebody came in, because it's not all that much longer from 8 years old to a teenager.
It's true.
That maybe there, maybe some kind of something, some entity, some governmental entity, something is keeping an eye on him through his consciousness, which isn't that far out of the realm of believability. And they're just, either they expect him not to be as in tune with it as he is, or they're kind of, like you said, running little experiments on him, you know?
That's what it feels like to me, is that there is a little experimenty. It's fucking strange.
Because, I mean, you kind of get a feeling for the way he observes his life. You know, he said, my life hasn't been that weird, except for these pretty fucking weird things that happen, you know?
I think, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, because I'm going to be lazy right now and not look it up, but I think exploding head syndrome is more of like random noises.
Yeah, this feels very much more concentrated.
Yeah.
I guess I could Google that.
Because I don't, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe exploding head syndrome could be tied to voices, but like I clearly feel a difference between the voices I heard and then the random, what I would always describe as a car door closing outside. It literally would sound like a car door that's being closed in my driveway. I would not be able to describe it literally any other way. That's exactly what it sounded like. And then I would hear a woman whisper my name. And it would wake me up and terrify me every single freaking time.
Yeah, this sounds much more, has much more intent behind it. Almost.
That's how I feel.
Yeah. That's crazy.
For sure.
They categorize exploding head syndrome as a parasomnia, which is a crazy word, a category of sleep disorders that involve abnormal movements, behaviors, emotions, perceptions, and dreams that occur while falling asleep, sleeping, or between sleep stages.
Well, then I guess technically voices could be tied into that.
According to Wikipedia, exploding head syndrome is an abnormal sensory perception during sleep in which a person experiences auditory hallucinations that are loud and of short duration when falling asleep or waking up. The noises may be frightening, typically occurs only occasionally and is not a serious health concern. People may also experience flashes of light. Pain is typically absent. The cause is unknown.
Shit, I've had the flashes of light too.
That's weird.
When my eyelids are closed, I've had the flashes of light. It scared me there for a while. And actually, I can recall Tony Merkel saying the same shit that he was having, because he thought his health was fucked up too. I remember him bringing it up on one of his shows.
It's weird.
I didn't know that was tied to exploding head syndrome.
Yeah. Individuals with
experience, but.
Individuals with exploding head syndrome hear or experience loud imagined noises as they are falling asleep or waking up, have a strong, often frightened emotional reaction to the sound, and do not report significant pain. Around 10% of people also experience visual disturbances like perceiving visual static, lightning, or flashes of light. Some people may also experience heat, strange feelings in their torso, or a feeling of electrical tingling that ascends to the head before the auditory hallucination occurs.
That's weird.
That is weird, man. I never really looked into it, but that is
just one of them things to me that, in my opinion, is fucking questionable.
Yeah, especially like, they have no explanation.
Scientists are like, we're just gonna lump all this together. It's one of them scientific things where I'm like, is it really that though? Like, are you guys sure? Because I'll lay 10 to 1, you couldn't give me a real definition, like a 100% sure definition of what causes this situation.
Nope, no idea.
I guarantee it.
They have some possibles, but.
But it's not guaranteed.
No. Temporal lobe seizures.
That's no different than you and me saying, well, it's possible that fucking demons are doing it to you, bud.
But you also may have ate pork rinds before you went to bed. We don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
It said the condition was initially described as early as 1876. The current name came into use in 1988. The pattern of auditory hallucinations is variable. Some people report having a total of 2 to 4 attacks followed by a prolonged or total remission. having attacks over the course of a few weeks or months before the attacks spontaneously disappear, or the attacks may even reoccur irregularly for a few days, weeks, or months, or much of a lifetime.
I haven't had any of those for what, 2 to 3 years now?
Yeah, it's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Weird, man. Weird. It's
super weird. It is super weird. I think on the rare occasion, I'll have a flash of light still, but that's it. I haven't had any auditory stuff since then.
And I've never had exploding head syndrome, but I have experienced the flashes of lights. And for some reason, I thought that that was in concurrence with sleep paralysis. But maybe that's where I read it was exploding head. I don't know. I
definitely had the flashes of light.
That's weird. Because
it scared me there for a while, too. After I heard Tony talking about health issues, I'm like, fuck, maybe I got health issues, too. Gosh, dang it.
Yeah.
But we did some digging, and I'm like, oh, this is – actually, I didn't attribute the flashes of light to that, but the noises I knew was just audio, exploding head syndrome.
We're
except
all
for the girl. I don't know about the girl.
Yeah, that's felt intentional, intentional.
And then it completely stopped after I did my shit. And it's never happened since. So that's sussy as fuck to me.
Yeah. I think that was something completely different.
I do too. I 100% think it's
which different. Is how I kind of feel about like Chris's experience. It is intent. Like
I agree. Cause no, I don't think anywhere in there it said anything about hearing voices, did it?
In the wiki?
Yeah.
No, it just said auditory hallucinations. It was kind of a broad umbrella.
Yeah, exactly.
But they did say they're usually loud, which, I mean, in one hand, kind of concurs with everybody's scream.
Yeah. But not the other one of, shh, he's
waking up. That's the one that feels even further off from exploding head syndrome.
Yeah. Yeah, and it makes you feel like somebody was watching him while he slept.
Yeah, it makes...
Not to get you thinking there.
It makes me feel like some of the stuff JJ was going through there for that minute. The past few months. I don't know.
Yeah, I thought the exact same thing.
It's weird. Chris, if you're listening, still hanging out with us, you have any other weird stuff that's happened? I know you said you're free from weird events, but these are kind of weird events, bud.
A little strange.
Be sure to hit us back up because it does feel like the two things are connected more than you probably first thought.
Yeah.
I'd be interested to know if anything else. Anything else that even stands out, especially around that time, that period of your life, or if something that could fall in this parallel happened in later in life, hit us back up and let us know. With that, those are our listener experiences this week. I want to thank Jacob and Chris for taking the time to submit these. Again, I'm sorry if these were submitted years ago. Again, we don't have a very good system of keeping track of these, but we're trying our best here. The Hollow Sky Podcast. If anybody has listener experiences that they would like us to feature and then talk about, please send them in. Refer back to the beginning of the show and you'll get information to do so. We love hearing from you guys. We love being able to categorize these. It's awesome. And not categorize, catalog, I should say. We thank you all for hanging out with us this Thursday. And check us out at all our socials. I'm not going to go through that spiel again, but until we meet again, stay safe, stay weird, keep track of your timeline because it's easy to get confused.